Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Understandable Economics by Howard Yaris provides readers with a comprehensive yet accessible exploration of the complex world of economics. The book is crafted specifically for those who have little to no prior knowledge of economic concepts, but wish to grasp the fundamentals that influence our daily lives. Yaris breaks down barriers of intimidation often associated with economics by simplifying jargon and offering relatable examples. His approach is rooted in the belief that understanding economics is not only possible for everyone, but also crucial in navigating and making informed decisions in our rapidly evolving world. Whether you're looking to better comprehend financial news, improve personal financial decisions, or understand public policy impacts, this book serves as a guide to make sense of how the economy functions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the basics of economic systems. In Understandable Economics, one of the foundational topics Yaris introduces is the various economic systems that govern how countries and societies organize economic activity. Understanding these systems is crucial because they dictate everything from resource allocation to distribution of wealth, impacting daily life and global interactions. Yaris breaks down the nuances between capitalism, socialism, and mixed economies. He explains capitalism as an economic system where private individuals own and operate the means of production. The focus here is on competition and profit, which leads to innovation and efficiency, but can also result in disparities in wealth distribution. Socialism is presented as an alternative where the government owns and controls the primary means of production. This system aims at reducing inequality by distributing resources more equitably, but often at the cost of reduced incentives for innovation. Mixed economies incorporate elements of both capitalism and socialism, seeking a balance between economic efficiency and social welfare. This topic is crucial as it shapes our understanding of economic policies and their impacts on society. Secondly, supply, demand, and market equilibrium. The forces of supply and demand and their balance at market equilibrium form the backbone of economic theory and are thoroughly explained in Yaris's book. Supply represents how much the market can offer, while demand denotes how much of a product or service is desired by buyers. The law of demand states that, all else being equal, as the price of a good decreases, the quantity demanded increases. Conversely, as the price increases, the quantity demanded falls. On the supply side, producers are willing to offer more of a product as its price rises, motivated by the potential for increased revenue. Market equilibrium occurs where supply equals demand, establishing a stable price for goods and services. Yaris details these concepts with clarity, ensuring readers comprehend how they influence pricing and availability in the market. Understanding these dynamics is essential for anyone seeking to make informed decisions in both personal finance and in interpreting broader economic trends. Thirdly, the role of government in the economy. Yaris gives considerable attention to the role of government intervention in the economy, debating its necessity and impact. He explains that governments have the capacity to influence economies through various policies, including fiscal policies, taxing and spending decisions, and monetary policies, which control the money supply and interest rates. Government intervention is often justified on grounds that it can correct market failures, redistribute resources more equitably, and stabilize economies. For instance, government regulations can prevent oligopolies and monopolies from exploiting consumers. Moreover, public goods such as national defense and basic education are funded and offered by governments as they are non-excludable and non-rivalrous, meaning markets would not be efficient providers of these services. Yaris provides readers with insight into how government decisions can impact inflation, employment rates, and economic growth, equipping them to critically assess economic policies. Fourthly, understanding inflation and deflation. Inflation and deflation are two key concepts in economics, each with significant implications for economic health and policy. Yaris elaborates on these concepts by explaining that inflation is the rate at which the general level of prices for goods and services is rising, eroding purchasing power. It can be caused by demand pull factors, where demand exceeds supply, cost push factors, where the cost to produce goods rise, or by an increase in the money supply. Deflation, on the other hand, is the decrease in the general price level of goods and services, often indicating reduced demand or excess supply. While inflation can stimulate spending, as people buy now rather than later as prices rise, deflation can lead to reduced consumer expenditure, exacerbating economic slowdown as consumers delay purchases waiting for lower prices. Yaris emphasizes the delicate balance economists and policymakers must maintain to foster stable economic environments. Lastly, globalization and international trade. In a world that is increasingly interconnected, Yaris dedicates a significant portion of the book to the topics of globalization and international trade. He describes globalization as the process by which businesses or other organizations develop international influence or operate on an international scale. This process leads to a global marketplace where trade barriers are diminished and goods, services, and capital flow more freely across borders. Yaris explains that international trade allows countries to obtain resources or goods they may not produce efficiently themselves, enhancing global economic integration. He also explores international trade agreements and their roles in establishing rules for international economic exchange. Despite the many benefits, such as increased economic growth and cultural exchanges, Yaris doesn't shy away from discussing the challenges globalization presents, including labor market shifts, economic disparities between countries, and the environmental impacts of expanded trade. By delving into these complex issues, Yaris empowers readers with a broader perspective on how global economic forces shape local realities. In conclusion, Understandable Economics is a must-read for anyone keen on demystifying the field of economics and its vast impact on everyday life. This book is particularly beneficial for students, professionals, and anyone curious about the forces shaping our financial and economic landscapes. Yaris employs a narrative that is not only educational, but also empowering, leading readers to understand that economic literacy equips individuals with the tools to make informed decisions about personal finance, public policy engagement, and business operations. Understanding economics improves one's ability to evaluate news, assess economic policies, and participate meaningfully in civic life. By providing clarity on how economic systems operate, this book enriches our understanding of both global and local economic dynamics. Readers will find themselves better prepared to tackle financial challenges, advocate for sound economic policies, and ultimately, navigate the complexities of an interconnected world with confidence and insight. If you would like to support Howard Yaris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.